The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 27 August, 2021. And, boy, this has been weighing heavy on my mind all day today. I got a phone call today that a longtime supporter has passed away. His wife, Charlotte, called me this afternoon to tell me that her husband passed 2 days ago. And he wasn't a real big fan of doctors. And they did some heart surgery on him and literally screwed his heart up. And then the doctors turned around and told him that, well, you might have until Christmas. Well, he actually had until August 25th. And then that was it. Now, the man's name was Larry Pryor. And let me tell you what Larry did for this network. For the past 11 years, without fail, the man would receive his Social Security check. He would then deposit it and write out a personal check against that Treasury check and send it to the network, totaling $1,500 a month. Wow, you're probably thinking to yourself, boy, that was pretty magnanimous. He did it for over 11 years. He donated over $200,000 to this network. Now, people that are in playing fast and loose with numbers and high rollers, $200,000, that's not bad. It meant a lot to this network. Because there were months that if I didn't have Larry Pryor's check in there, which arrived, just like you would get a bill from the electric company or the phone company or the gas company or whatever, they don't ever forget to bill you. Did you ever have them not bill you a month and then say, oh, excuse me, we forgot to bill you last month and here's your new bill and this reflects last month's charge we didn't? No, you never get that. It's like clockwork. Well, Larry was like clockwork. And when he was a fitter man, he used to run a low-power FM up there, carrying nothing but Republic Broadcasting Network. So he was in for the penny and he was in for the pound, let's say. And I have never... few have matched the dedication that I have demonstrated. You know, a lot of people talk, but that's all that they do. Larry demonstrated that he was just not talking. He was walking the talk. I was actually planning on taking a week off in September and making a visit to his place because I knew his time was short. Yeah, that's an understatement. The time was severely shortened. So, Mr. Pryor, Thank you. I wasn't going to mention this today. And I was just going to give it a few days to sink in, but folks, I wear everything on the cuff. If it's on my mind, it comes out of my mouth. Don't know what we're going to do without that man's donation a month. I don't know. I, honest to God, do not know. This is why I've always stressed to people, you know, just like you get that phone bill every month, you get that electric bill. You know, make up your mind, folks, that this is valuable. You're here every day listening to us. There's even people that tried to walk away from the network and go someplace else, and it just wasn't satisfying because they didn't get the variety and the depth of what our content is on this network. They've tried. They tried to find reasons to hate me or hate a host or hate the whole network in general, and they couldn't stay away. There's a reason for that. It's because who we are and what we do, and we do it every single day. Day, 7 days a week, month in, month out, year in, year out. So, I don't know what the future is going to hold. We got tons of listeners out there, I guess. You know, we're not asking to go over and above. You know, when Larry was alive and sending us $1,500, we're just looking just to try to meet that, just to stay on air. You know, it's been said of me that, well, John, you weren't a radio guy, but, you know, you didn't do a bad job. You know, it's kind of a backhanded compliment, you know, kind of kick you in the rear and pat you on the shoulder at the same time. It's a neat trick. You ever seen it done? Yeah, I've felt it. But I guess it's decision time for the listeners out there. And some of you have never donated. And I've even had people that never donated that would constantly criticize the network and then tell me they're going to withhold their monthly donations when they didn't donate in the first place. They were using it as blackmail or leverage. Give it a name. I don't care. But some unsavory tactics and people. And that is sad. You know, and it's almost a blessing. Well, let me put it to you this way, that my background, I didn't come from another network, and I figured, oh, I can do that job. No. I put the whole damn thing together. And if I would have come from that breed of commercial networks, I wouldn't have had the flexibility or the wherewithal to do it differently. Nobody, and I mean nobody, folks, in the history of radio, and you go going back to the 20s of last century, 100 years ago. There has never been a radio network that's fully functioning. Satellite, internet, web pages, audio, archiving. Not anybody else on the face of this earth has ever put a network together that's live 24/7, 365 days a year, for $11,500 a month. Nobody. And if I would have come from that, I might have made some fatal mistakes, and the network would have never become what it has become, or would have died on the vine. You know, what was the, Mike, what was the liberal guys out there, radio progressive that they started? Air America, thank you. Oh, and they were all giddy. Oh, we got plenty of socialist liberals out there. They'll listen to the programming. And they went in paying top shelf money to a new, and they were throwing around money like there was no tomorrow. Hey, we're here. We have arrived. You know, people are going to just flock to, well, they didn't necessarily flock. But they came in with the corporatized and hypnotized spending patterns. And it did them in. Clear Channel. Oh, God. What an outfit that was. If I had their depth and their breadth and their wealth and their reach, I would have never have let the company slip into a billion-dollar deficit. I hear now that it's more. How they're still on the air, I don't know. Because in my world, you don't pay an internet bill, your internet gets shut off. Don't pay a satellite bill. Sorry, you satellite people out there. We got the receivers and all. You don't get the signal. We're not there. If we don't pay the phone bill, you don't get the call in. And I want to remind you folks out there on the structure of this network, we don't pay these hosts. They're the most dedicated, patriotic people on the face of this planet. Yeah, the opinions vary. The conclusions might vary, but their hearts are in the right place, and we're all seeking one thing. It's a resolution to this abject evil in your face. This is, and I cannot think of another way of putting this. It's the New World Order doing the middle finger to us and going, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Well, for now, we're going to keep talking, and we're going to keep exposing, and we're going to keep doing what we have been doing. I see no other way until there's no option for us to do what we do every day. And I, folks, I'm not complaining. The only thing you've ever heard me complain about is funding for the network. Donations. You think about this. With all the listeners that are out there right now, and we've had some people that have stepped up. I'll give you an example. At the end of the broadcast day, at 12 midnight, does Sin See? Here's a man, deeply religious, deeply spiritual, said, John, I would like you to run this program, and I'll pay you $1,000 a month. And I thought to myself, okay. Well, he's been doing that now for about 3 years. And for agnostics and atheists out there, I have never received one complaint on that program, not one. I've never explained that program, but I am now. Because without this man paying us $1,000 a month to try to go out and save some wretches from themselves, and according to him, from the pains of hell, this is not the usual thing. So, having said that, I can only say again that we try to land advertising here and there. Some of it does not pay us a lot. And there's advertisers that don't pay a lot, they don't make a lot off of it. What do you got there, Mike? Okay. question I'm often asked, most often, is, John, I don't know how you do it. Ron O'Donnell, that's been on my program a couple of times, he listens to the program now. He said, John, he says, I don't know how you do this. Well, I don't spend a whole lot of time questioning how why I keep doing it. I don't want to go there. I just want to make sure that the bills are paid every month so we can continue broadcasting. That is the point. And if we have the listeners that we have, the listener base out there, $11,500 a month to run an entire network, where other networks will spend easily 10 times that amount to operate, or in some cases, maybe even 100 times that to operate. And the essence and the most important part of it is the information. Aside from these gangster, globalist, New World Order puke bags that have all the money in the world, want to control everything and everybody. Imagine if we got major influxes of serious money. I would do what I've said that we wanted to do for many years. Go rent out radio stations. Who gives a damn if your advertisers or whatever, oh my gosh, oh, that stuff you're running on air, though, these deplorables. Oh, when you open up radio stations to mainstream markets, buddy, you get the mix. But also in there, there's that nugget of radio that nobody has ever heard before. And how many times you, as listeners out there, experienced this yourself? How many times tell somebody, hey, you know, you gave them a business card, or you told them the network, or you found a subject matter that they're interested, they wanted more information, well, why don't you go over to this network and take a listen? And how many times have you heard people come back to you and say, I have never heard anything like this? You got to squeeze Fox News anymore to get a grain of truth out of it. Here it's been flowing for years. And that comes at a cost. The cost being that, hey, we can't go out there and market our product. Because general managers, station owners, will look at you and go, well, you know, I applaud your effort, but I can't put that on there because I won't have the advertisers to support it. Why? Because there's a lot of people in this country that are living what they think is a dream, and in actuality it's a nightmare, and they're crossing their fingers and hoping and praying tomorrow's going to be better. Well, it's not, because we know what we're up against. We know the agenda, and we're now seeing to what extent they're willing to go to fulfill their dreams of basically getting rid of you. Well, we're not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to. I've said this before, and I sincerely mean this, that if it ever came to push to shove, that the only way they get rid of me is to shoot me or murder me, well, so be it. I'm going to do what? Change the course of what I know is right because there's been a threat made? Well, let me put it to you this way. That middle finger that I said the New World Order is putting in our face, right back at you. Right back at you. So, folks, I don't know. I do know it has to continue. How it's going to continue, I don't know. If you got a few extra dinero or shekels in the bank, call Mike today, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a donation. Consider my words about, you know, what you don't have to pay out, you know, like your bills, the automatic stuff. Sign up for a monthly donation. It's the easiest way to do it, out of sight, out of mind. We'll be back.
Bite has proven time and again, it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Roger Landry did a good article, and what he does on his TLB talk, he'll do an article, and then he'll actually post this show, the hour that he spends with me every week, and he'll write a story around it, and he does a good job. He says, good day to all, welcome to another episode of EPI Town Crier. Once again, I sit down with a good friend and patriot, John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report on RBN. This week centers on the word awake, and it is increasingly common use in America today as more people become aware of the tyranny ruling them. Once again, John and I discuss what boils down to the fate of humanity. We will survive what many scientists are clearly stating is a killer vaccine. Will we passively stand by and watch as humanity's future fades to black? People across the globe have had enough and are standing up to push back. The biggest problem facing us all going forward is just how much damage is already choreographed by what many scientists are now calling a mechanism of genocide. And by the way, I have been watching clips intently with people that you've seen or heard from in the last year, year and a half. They're all arriving at the same conclusion. Even people that were of the conservative nature and writers are now asking that very, very same question. is this their genocide program, which is extremely hard to get your mind wrapped around. You tell somebody, oh, well, they want to kill off 75% of the people on the planet. Yeah. You get this all the time. With what we know about all these jabs, why are they even being used at all? Why were the other trial vaccines that cause far less in magnitude death and health ruination pulled off the market, never be seen again? And why, with all we know we can see happening all around us, are these jabs being forced on an uninformed and fearful population? Yeah, the answer to that is yes. Their number one tool with this, folks, and even Hermann Göring said it, how do you sell this? You sell the fear. You want to take control? You sell them the fear. Take a look at what they've done with the rule of law in this country and privacy because of a threat that they themselves have created. Oh, the terrorism question. You know, did we hear the term terrorism back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and 80s? And, well, going into the 90s, we started to hear a little bit about it, but we didn't have people that hated us so badly they wanted to burn the house down with us in it. But then you manufacture something and you keep stoking it and you keep selling it. You keep selling the fear. That's how you keep control. He says, yeah, let's talk. He says, show talking points, tyranny down under. Australian politicians and pedophilia, lawsuits in world court. Americans are slow to react. But Roger added, once we do, oh, the ferocity is something to be reckoned with. Mandatory vaccines for the U.S. military. Biden mandates vax for all government workers. Pfizer vaccine approved, but, yeah, a real big but. Vaccines have been pulled for far less deaths than COVID vaccines. We even touched the autism and vaccines, the thimerosal. They were destroying people's babies and parents' lives, leaving the toxic mercury in children's vaccines. You know, it's fascinating to me. Where's Bill Gates at? Come on, man. I'm looking forward to seeing your happy, smiley face and those hands when you're talking, you know, waving in front of your face. Where are you, Bill? You've gone from computers to vaccines, and you're heavily invested. And why aren't you out there selling it? Well, I'll tell you why he isn't. He's looking for a place that he can bury his head somewhere. You know, his butt's going to be up in the air for all to see, but as long as he doesn't see them, I guess he figures he's safe. There are a lot of people in on this medical conspiracy. That's the term we need to use, medical conspiracy, because that's exactly what it is. When we get back from break, and thank you, Roger, for sending this over. This was even carried on AP News, although it was not generated by the staff of AP News. The press release content from PR Newswire. But AP did carry it, but they disavow any involvement in the story. And I'll let you know what's going on in Texas. One shot at a time. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Like, there are songs that have intros to them that are cool, but this is one of the coolest. Criminal conspiracy, did I say before the break? Texas state elected officials received notice of pandemic criminal conspiracy and racketeering. Brady, Texas, a couple of days ago. Beginning August 9, 2021, Texas Right to Know delivered the Omega Brief to open offices of Texas representatives, Texas senators, Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Speaker Dade Phelan, Department of Public Safety Capitol Office, and on August 17th, overnight delivery to Attorney General Ken Paxton and the State Department of Health and Human Services. In other words, pretty good blanket there. They covered everything. Summarized from the July 11, 2021 interview with David Martin by Rainer Fulmick, the Omega Brief suggests that the current pandemic is a criminal conspiracy and racketeering enterprise beginning in 1999. The brief includes Dr. Martin's Fauci/COVID-19 dossier that outlines 8 federal criminal charges from evidence contained in patent records. The Omega Brief is a consolidation of evidence of criminal activity provided by the national and international expert witnesses revealing individuals who are responsible for the coronavirus pandemic. there is reasonable evidence that the federal agencies under the direction of Anthony Fauci established treatment guidelines mandating a chosen narrative to direct the actions of state medical boards, physicians, hospitals, and health provider administrators, state and local DSHS, with premeditated intent to prevent early treatment to escalate fear and death totals, said Sheila Hemphill, CEO and author. The following quotes are referenced by paragraph number of the interview. This is paragraph number 12 in what they delivered. In 1999, Anthony Fauci funded research at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where the NIAID built an infectious replication defective coronavirus that was specifically targeted for human lung, and I think this is epithelium. In other words, we made SARS, and we patented it on April 19, 2002. Now, let me stop and digress for a second, because when I fired up my computer, you always get the MSN crap, right? And you always get the hand-stamped, patented propaganda for your digestion, or digestion elimination by throwing it up. Conclusion, intelligence review yields no firm conclusion on origins of virus. What did I just read to you? These are facts. Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Fauci. First paragraph, American intelligence agencies have not been able to determine if the coronavirus pandemic was the result of an accidental leak from a lab or if it emerged more naturally, according to declassified portions of the report of the White House released Friday. The nation's spy agencies, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said, are unlikely to reach a conclusion without more cooperation from China or a new source of information. Try tuning into RBN. Jeez. We'll give you all the help that you need. God. At any rate, we will do everything we can do to trace the roots of this outbreak that has caused so much pain and death around the world. It's a criminal conspiracy. And it seems that the bigger crimes that are committed, the FBI is just at a loss to explain it. Okay, enough of the crap. Per the statement made by Peter Daszak, head of the EcoHealth Alliance, reported in the National Academics of Press publication on February 12th of 2016, we need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. 2016 here, folks. A key driver is the media. And the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see a profit at the end of the process. These are real statements made by real people, folks. This isn't some conspiracy theory and, the nuts are out there with a 200-piece puzzle with five different puzzles and they're trying to make the things fit. No, we're not. Evidence establishes that in order to achieve world distribution of an annual or biannual mandatory influenza and or coronavirus vaccine, the following possible goals would be necessary. Goal number one, create the new normal campaign for the purpose of getting people to accept universal pan-influenza, pan-coronavirus vaccine, as scripted by Merck in 2004 and adopted by the World Health Organization in 2020. To achieve this goal, the following steps would be necessary. 1. Create simulations and exercises of a pandemic. 2. Create a new virus, though it's really not new. Leak the virus. There wasn't a lab leak. This was an intentional bioweaponization. Declare national, state, county emergencies, and then create media fear and hysteria. This is what the people of Australia are discovering. This is what the people of New Zealand are discovering. And they're pushing back. And you see what the respective governments are doing to their own people in Australia. And they think, well, we took their guns away. What the hell are they going to do? Well, hang on to your hats. You're going to find that out in just a couple of days. Goal number two, warp speed, vaccine development. It was necessary for the CDC, which directs state medical boards and state departments of health services, and the National Institute of Health, which directs physicians and hospital policies, to develop guidelines that would effectively ensure there would be no adequate, approved, or alternative treatment available in order to meet emergency use authorization. Criteria for the COVID-19 vaccine development? Yep, there it is. These guidelines intentionally prohibited early, effective treatments that would have saved lives to protect COVID-19 vaccine development. Goal number three. And while I'm reading this, I want you to understand that every mother and her uncle in the Texas government has gotten this information. You know, it's one thing to say, I don't know why they're not doing it. Don't they know? Well, you make sure they know, and then you sit back and you watch. And you see how they act on the information they're provided. The globalists will tell you one thing. Yeah, our money's important. Oh, the control's important. But knowledge is the most important. And this is what they've been desperately trying to keep from you. And again, I'm very proud to give them the middle finger salute. Thank you very much. Goal number three, COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers conduct trials on children with intent to receive full FDA approval in order for the COVID-19 vaccines to be added to the childhood vaccine schedule so that all covered persons are shielded from liability with the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. With full FDA approval, the vaccine manufacturers lose their liability immunity from the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. This is why you're starting to see them dance. Oh, yeah, we're giving full approval. Yeah, now that we do that, we're going to shoot everybody up. Oh, see, it's been approved. It's still the same non-vaccine vaccine, it's still the same mRNA, of which the developers of this stuff, the tests that they have performed, all of them, the originators, the people that were there on the ground floor come out and said, "You people nuts. This is all horse manure." And do you hear these very important people central to the issue? Do you hear their voices? Of course you don't. You will hear, but not to the media dumbed down public that still will tune in, and there are some out there that still tune into these national propaganda programs they call the news and are satisfied that they'll at least they're getting a little of what's going on. You're getting nothing. Goal number four. Implement worldwide mandates for vaccine compliance with bioevidenced identification mark and force vaccine compliance through biotrackable passports. And in order to do that, to buy, sell, or travel. Remember me telling you, years and years and years ago, I caught it by accident. It was 12 noon. They had a press conference. They carried it on C-SPAN. Oh, it was the then President Bill Clinton, but he wasn't there. But his attorney general was. Vice president was. Al Gore. He was there. Well, they brought in the head of the Treasury at the time. He was there. And there was Al Gore to deliver seemingly a logical solution to a problem they've been combating for a number of years. Drugs in the inner cities. And we've seen that we have an in here that public housing. Oh, yeah, we're going to start at the public housing because you see there's too much drugs and illegal activity, and that needs to be shored up. And then they went into this inane, you know, we got to make sure that the stairwells are lighted and, you know, proper door locks on these facilities. Oh, and by the way, we know where the drugs are coming from. It's coming from the surrounding neighborhood. So this is what we'd like to do. Block to block, search and seizures, warrantless, going door to door to root out those evil drug dealers and God knows what else is out there. I saw this with my own eyes. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, what in the hell is this? And then Al Gore got around to the point. He held up a credit card-sized identification. And he held it up and he literally said, you will not be able to buy or sell without the government card. Here we are all these years later, and what are we dealing with? Vaccine passports. And every mother and their uncle jumping in on the game, including the people that play sandlot games and make a hell of a lot of money at it, the National Football League. They're not going to let you attend the games unless you can show you've been vaccinated. Whoa. What did I hear? It was bizarre. It was some public gathering, excuse me, but I cannot remember what it was. I just caught the tail end of the story that, you know, they had vaccination centers set up at the entrance, you know, just to ask you if you'd like the vaccine. I have never seen anything like this in my entire life. I've seen them selling fear before. But you see, they went from the you should take this to we're going to maybe make this mandatory. And now you're not going to be able to buy, sell, trade, go to work, visit another business or whatever unless you're vaccinated. Coercion at the depth of the likes I've never, ever witnessed in my life. So let me get back to this because this went over to the government of Texas, folks. On behalf of Texans and humanity, we plead for Governor Greg Abbott and General Ken Paxton, Attorney General, to defend us and enforce SCR 12 to immediately halt state agency and business adherence to CDC and NIH guidelines and command actions necessary to prosecute all perpetrators for racketeering and for terror to intimidate or coerce a civilian population. SCR 12 was signed by Governor Abbott on June 16, 2021, claiming sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the U.S. Constitution, serving notice to the federal government to halt and reverse certain mandates, and providing that certain federal legislation be prohibited or repealed. I will be calling Sheila Hemphill, and I'm going to get her on the air next week. This is the CEO of Texas Right to Know, and they're doing the proper thing. They're putting them on notice. They're giving them the facts so they can't say that, well, we didn't know. Well, now you do. Let's go to the phones here. Dr. Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, John. Thank you so much for your work, and I'm glad that I took a break from watching Westerns and running the air filter. Pretty choky, smoky up here. And it's an interesting correlation with the deployment of smart meters in 2010 and 2012. And a bunch of people getting leukemia in 2013 and other things. And I just came across a really creepy paragraph, but I needed to, you know, it's worthy of the National Intel Report and more. And I noticed when watching the documentary Seven in the still photographs, I just have some keen observational skills. And I noticed a lot of these LED t- type of street lights on both sides of the street right near Building 7. And I noticed a lot of radar bowls, dishes, mast and tower antennas, and other RF devices. And check out this quick paragraph here. So this is a stupid magazine that calls itself Healthy Tahoe, so you can bet it ain't. And this Alan Barikiewicz, MSPT, so he's only got a master's degree, and this sports med crap. And so check this out. The Optogate Video Analysis and Biofeedback. Okay, so that's got your vital signs and more. So it's a transmitting receiving system. So the Optogate Video Analysis and Biofeedback System used at the Barton Performance Lab Laboratory measures a runner's movement through light-emitting diodes, or LEDs, to detect and communicate data with video cameras, synchronizing data and measuring a runner's movement and impact at 1,000 frames per second. And then it talks about the factors it assesses. And
okay, what does the relevance of this technology, what does that indicate? Where are you going with this, Kelly?
So I'm going with this with the fires and the graphs from across Canada at the different provinces are all showing this symptom of coronavirus with the deployment of the 5G, which is through the LED or the digital streetlights and other transmitting LED light bulbs.
All right. So,
I'm glad. God bless Texas. And I'm so glad that they're kicking butt and doing this and setting a good example. And, I'll be glad when the wash is, triple rinsed and we get to see the results that come out of this.
All right, Kelly. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith.
John. Hello, John. I forgot my click there. Hey, you know, when I first read that before I sent it over to you, I couldn't help but think of watching these young kids that were at doctor's offices that had doctors turn them away and say, "You're not vaccinated. I'm not even going to fill your prescription for you." I mean, I care about people, and this here is, do you realize the culpability of these doctors that have gone along with this hoax and the amount of death that has been caused, that every one of these guys should be behind bars?
You know, it's funny you should say that, Keith, because just yesterday I saw a video. There were a bunch of nurses walking across the hospital parking lot, you know, in their little blue scrubs. And they all had the face mask on, which ironically matched their outfits. They were very chic looking. And the guy that was recording this asked the question. He says, "I'm being told that you people are being inundated. And where are the COVID-19 patients?" And one of them turned around and laughed and says, "Well, it's the fake news." And they just all laughed and kept walking. Now, Keith, let me ask you something, because you've been through a lot of health problems, God almighty. But for these people that have taken up a career, and they don't necessarily take the same oath as doctors, first do no harm, but it's in their credo, it's in their teaching. They're there as medical support and the doers for the doctors, okay? They do all the prep, they do the, you know, all the... If you don't know what a nurse's duties are, next time you see one, ask them. Because 30 years ago, the doctors dumped more responsibility on the nurses. The stuff the doctors used to do, they just dumped it on the nurses. So they had more stuff to do. But Keith, for God's sakes, in anybody's imagining that these nurses, and you've seen the videos as well as I, of them doing dance parties in their supposedly crowded hospitals. They were doing, they were creating songs and then dancing to them. We all saw them. And it was like, what in the hell are you, what are you smoking something? Are you taking your own drugs? What are you people thinking? Where is the humanity with allowing people to die and to be irretrievably harmed? Where's their humanity? Where's their compassion? Where's the human being in human being?
Well, I can answer that. First of all, at the Harvard website, they say about 80% of the doctors today do not take an oath of office. They work for these mega corporation hospitals, and they go by what the hospital dictates as far as what is prescribed medicine. In a way, though, I sneaked a video over to Gator this morning. I believe it was in Rome where two, it looked like hospital interns, had pushed a lady, a patient wearing a patient gown, into an elevator and was punching the crap out of her and her kidneys. I could send you that over onto your phone and you could watch
it. Wait, back up. What?
Yes, two medical staff that had, it looked like the wordings of Rome on the back of their calm jumpsuits, I guess. And they had a patient, a female patient, and they pulled her into the elevator and they started beating the crap out of her by punching her side. It's like you would a boxer.
I would dearly love to see this video. I mean, first, do no harm. Does that include beating the crap out of them on an elevator, take them up a floor, drag them off, and then treat them? What the hell?
Well, that's just it. And then the door on the elevator opened up, and they stopped for just a second, and then soon they hurried up and closed the door, and they started at it again.
Where did this take place? Who are these people?
Well, like I say, well, all I could tell is that the back of it just said Rome, and this was posted on Telegram.
Okay.
And I was shocked to see it. Everyone else was commenting on it, saying this is ridiculous, you know. But it's on its way to your cell phone. But you realize, even like myself, I have been on hold for 5 years to try to get a reconstructive surgery, and I kept thinking, well, they're delaying this because they know I've got a hell of a lawsuit when I get done, you know? But now they're telling people, well, you can't have a surgery until you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it would be what? So that if you die on the table or right after that, they can say it was COVID?
Fancy this. It sounds like a page out of a script of a Hollywood movie. I'm in the operating room with a gun in my hand. I refuse anesthesia, and I look the doctor straight in the eye and say, if you make one mistake, I will have enough strength left in my little finger here to pull the trigger on you.
All right, that video has been received by your phone, okay?
Okay, well, I will look at it. Anything else, Keith?
No, I was just shocked at the amount of cruelty. Think of all the people who committed suicide over this.
Oh, I know, yeah. Keith. It's horrible. All right, thanks for your call, and thanks for that information about Texas. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.